Hi, welcome to MooneyCast, episode 3 for February 19th, 2006. Hey, I'm Stacy.
And I'm MJ. And before we get into our main discussion, here is this week's news. Mooney's Hideout has just released a new RPG board called Reach for the Stars. If you feel you want to get your creativity going and write about the Senshi and their friends, come and continue to grow in our Sailor Moon community. A link can be found to it on Mooney's forum, and you should have received an email stating this if you are on the forum's mailing list. Anyways, back to our main discussion for this week.
We'll be continuing the series of the discussions of all the characters, and this week's character is...
Tuxedo Mask.
Anyways, some background information on Darien or Tuxedo Mask. His name in Japanese is Mamoru Chiba. His birthday is August 3rd. His sign is Leo. His blood type is A, his favorite food is chocolate, and he has no least favorite food. His favorite subject is physics, he has no least favorite subject, his favorite color is black, and he has trouble with needles.
With his transformation, Mamoru Chiba does transform into Tuxedo Kamen or Tuxedo Mask in the anime, although he doesn't say anything to bring about his transformation. We first see a brief transformation scene in episode 19. You know, I don't know if we need to know the episode thing, but I'll just keep going. Where he seems to spontaneously transform without even actually planning to do so. Later in episode 34, we see an extended transformation sequence, although this time, although this is the only time it ever appears. I think that was actually the one where he revealed, or they both, Serena and Darien, revealed themselves to each other. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Where they were trying to go and exchange the crystals.
Right.
Anyway, throwing roses, Tuxedo Kamen, or Mask, often throws his signature roses, but says nothing specific when he does so. He throws red roses in order to distract enemies or cut through bindings that restrain the Senshi, or sailors. When his alter ego... Moon Knight, or the... Moonlight Knight was fighting in his place, he threw white roses. When he was brainwashed by Queen Beryl, he threw black roses at the Senshi. Or sailors. Yeah. Then he has his cane, which he'll sometimes fool around with. Psychic ability I've never heard of. Both sleep and awake. Yeah, yeah, sometimes he would have the visions of the princess. In some of his items, he has the roses, of course, which he throws throughout the series. And then he has his cane, which we only see so often, every now and again. And Prince Edmund's sword, which during the Silver Millennium, Prince Edmund carries a sword he uses to protect himself and Princess Serenity from danger. As the brainwashed evil Edmund, however, he uses the sword to attack Sailor Moon in episode 46.
Awesome.
Oh.
Okay.
And then the Moonlight Knight's sword. Moonlight Knight carries an Arabian-style sword with him that is used to cut or stab Cardians.
Right.
Okay.
I still remember that.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's like, if you've ever watched one of those Egyptian-type things where they have the curved sword with the handle. That's what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, all this information has come from BSSM Encyclopedia. And, of course, you can find a link for that on Mooney's forum.
Alright, well let's see what the Sailor Moon Infodex has to say about Tuxedo Mask. It says, every time Sailor Moon is in trouble, Darien will transform into a hero. He had many dreams of Princess Serenity of the Moon Kingdom. It wasn't until he found the first rainbow crystal that he learned of his true identity. Then when the silver crystal was formed, he realized that Serena, who he referred as Meatball Head, was Princess Serenity. When Darien temporarily lost his memory of Tuxedo Mask, his spirit became the Moonlight Knight. His special powers include the red rose, his main attack, thrown at opponent, of course we covered that before, and the cane.
Anyway, and so for some just regular background on Darien, he happens to be older than Serena, and he grew up in an orphanage after his parents were killed in a car accident. His relationship with Serena has been one obstacle after another, but he tries his best to protect her. Darien became Tuxedo Mask to aid Serena when she is Sailor Moon. When he lost his memory, his spirit became the Moonlight Knight to continue protecting her. Once his memory was returned, he once again became Tuxedo Mask. And this is something randomly thrown in there, but Andrew, from the Crown Game Arcade mm-hmm. is Darien's best friend.
Right.
Anyway, so Darien, obviously, he's Tuxedo Mask, and he... I mean, you can't really have the series without a lover.
I know,
the main
exactly.
character.
Someone has to... Right. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there wouldn't be Chibiusa
yes,
or Meanie or anything.
That kind of gets kind of far into it, though.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, but yeah. Of course, so Tuxedo Mask or Darien and Serena love each other very much.
No. This is rated G.
Well, it was your fault. You said Chibiusa.
But that's, you know, I mean, like, yeah.
Okay. We're off topic now. Anyway, back to Tuxedo Mask. He first shows up in episode 1.
Yeah.
And after Serena starts crying her eyes out because she's been... Oh, she skinned her knee. And I remembered the name of the monster. It's a Yoma.
Okay.
I remember that. Anyway. Right. But anyway, so the Yoma... Yeah, so the Yoma was attacking Serena and all the... Well, actually, all the customers were zombies, so she wasn't attacking the customers. But Salome was trying to protect Molly and actually just trying to protect herself when Tuxedo Mask comes in and he stands on the window in the jewelry store and he throws down a rose to try and protect her.
Oh, I know.
How sweet.
It's so funny, though. Sometimes you're just, like, watching it and you make fun of him.
It's and
just
you
like,
think it's
what
so
are you
cheesy.
Doing? You know, you're just
it
like,
is.
I mean, come on. You don't even have, like, an attack or anything. It's just the rest.
A rose.
But, I mean, it does
and then
save
he has,
them.
Yes,
you know, because
it does.
It's, like, right when they're about to get attacked
yeah,
or something.
Or when they feel like all hope is lost.
Right.
He comes in and he saves the day. But, of course, he doesn't really say anything. He doesn't really save the day. He throws the rose.
And he said says some powerful
Oh, yeah,
quote.
some cheesy line. Like, you shouldn't torment innocent girls. Pick on...
Something as
crazy as that.
Think.
Actually, something like, you would think up off the top of your head, because that was something we did. But,
Right.
Yeah, so...
But, so that's our view on
yeah, that's
Tuxedo Mask. You know, he's a cheesy guy, but mm-hmm. you gotta have him.
Everybody, because, Well, yeah. Of course, I kind of feel like Melvin is there for that reason in some of the... In some of the episodes,
yeah,
though. He's the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
But Darien is the more serious, down-to-earth type.
Right.
He can seem a little too grounded sometimes. I mean, he always has to be an overprotective person in some storyline, and that would obviously be Darien. But, of course, in the first series, he is always teasing Serena mm-hmm, with meatball head, and he just doesn't like her. He picks on her. That's not nice. He's a college person, and she's in junior high. Oh, I never realized that.
Great.
Well, Darien then he actually reveals himself to Serena. Actually, it's kind of Serena that reveals herself to Darien at the end of the first series when they are going up they're giving the rainbow crystals to Zoisite, right? And Malachite. Yeah, I think they were giving the rainbow crystals to Zoisite and Malachite. So they're basically just surrendering because Darien has all the crystals. But by this time, Serena and Darien are traveling up to where they would find them in an elevator, and they realize what they're heading into. So Serena, she doesn't want to reveal her identity to the enemy. But she's wondering if it's worse to reveal it to Darien, someone that she doesn't really even like that much. So, of course, she does transform in front of him, and he realizes, oh my gosh, this is crazy. This is the person that I've been seeing all this time.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, he's just kind of stunned, but then he transforms himself. So...
Of course, it's just so dumb because they look exactly the same. It's like, except for the
outfit,
you know?
Well, on SailorEnergy.net, they had something about that. It was like this kind of aurora or glow around there. Not really a glow, but something that you just wouldn't be able to recognize. I don't really get it.
Mm-hmm.
Some magical cloaking thing.
Right.
They still look exactly the same. Same hairstyle, same hair color,
exactly,
same eye
that's
color.
The thing. But that's what's
they don't have a
the,
mask. Tuxedo Mask is the only one with a mask, but I don't understand why the eye thing would just would work at all.
Like, it kind of makes sense in the live action, you know, because
Serena has black hair,
and then she has the blonde hair. That actually makes it seem like
That works. They're different. That seems a lot better. But, I mean, of course, that might make more sense, of course, when you have real people portraying the thing. Whereas in a cartoon, I mean, it's a cartoon.
Anything can happen.
Exactly. If you want the characters to go unnoticed when they're in their true form, a.k.a. Serena into Sailor Moon, then, yeah, you can have them looking exactly the same. But, yeah, in PGSM, in live PGSM, they have Serena. She has her black hair and pigtails. But then when she transforms, she has the blonde hair. I mean, I think it would be kind of fun to watch that. We should try and get that sometime.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we haven't gotten the Eternal thing yet. That's another priority. But anyway, back to Tuxedo Mask. We keep getting off topic. So, yeah, in the other series following the first one, they're based... Serena and Darian, they seem to get along much better. Of course, they bicker sometimes, especially since Irini comes along, of course. Did she come along in the second?
Yeah, she comes along in the second. In the second series. In the end, she becomes Wicked Lady.
Right, at the end of the second season. Mm-hmm, that's right. So, yeah, of course, Irini makes her surprise entrance into both of them when they're just hanging out at the park one day. And that... that destroys everything, basically.
Yeah.
Because Serena keeps arguing. I don't like bickering anymore.
Okay.
But Serena keeps arguing with Irini because she thinks she's this really little brat and she really doesn't like to hang around with her. And then Darian, he thinks she's the sweetest thing in the world, which, of course, we know sometimes she isn't. But, of course, she can be. But we happen to be off topic again. So, Darian in the Star series, he ends up traveling to America to study.
Right, and how sad. I know, and Serena's really sad. I know, and then Serena, oh, that's right, he gives her the promise ring.
Yes.
And
special heart promise ring.
Right, and then she's like, well, I'll race you every day, and he's like, yeah, well, you know, we'll make sure we... I said right.
Oh, I thought you said erase.
Oh, erase. Yeah.
No. Either way. But keep going.
All right, so she wrote him letters every day, and she was getting letters back from him, but it actually turned out that it was Galaxia. Or whatever was writing her the letters.
Well, what exactly was Galaxia writing to her in the letters? I mean, was she trying to act like everything was all right, or do not remember?
I think she was saying that, like, you know, she was sounding like
trying
him.
To verify that everything was going right on in America.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Did she ever get suspicious? See, I'm only saying this because I haven't read the first.
We forgot. We were gonna. We said we were going to read them,
but we never got time. Nope. We got too caught up with other mangas. We haven't kept our promise.
I know.
Still looking.
Oh, it's somewhere in here. Gosh, because I remember because it, like, showed the letter.
Mm-hmm.
There's Chibi Chibi.
Aw. She's so cute. Okay, we're kind of pausing a lot. Let's go. Turn pages. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah, it's just, there's a picture of the letter, and I love the card. I'll put it in my... something, but the point is, you know, she was saying,
but it's kind of too brief. I mean, if she was ever to get suspicious, Serena, I mean, she could have understood that Darian might have written a longer letter to her than just what Galaxia, that's in quotes, would have written to her. So, but of course, yeah, he did. When she had the vision that he crumbles, right? That actually did happen.
Right.
And that's why Galaxia, of course, starts writing the letters to her. So she doesn't get suspicious. So of course, not just Darian, but all the other scouts end up, the same thing happens to them.
Right.
But of course everyone comes back in the end. So, yes, it's a very happy memory. And then, of course, at the end of the Stars series, Serena and Darian, they get married. Yes.
And then they have Rini.
Yes, and then they have Rini. Yes.
You don't have to go through that again.
Yep. Okay, so that basically concludes our main topic for this week.
Okay, now on to music.
Yes, we have our new segment. We are actually going to try and debut a different song on Mooniecast each episode. And this week, what's it called?
It's just a Sailor Moon theme song, but it's a remix.
It's a remix. It's kind of interesting. I think you guys should listen to it, so don't fast forward through it.
All right.
So here we go. Hope you enjoyed the music, and
yeah.
There'll be more back next mm-hmm. week or next whenever we have the next episode.
Yes, sort of bi-weekly. Yeah,
it's interesting for whenever we
get the chance, really.
Yeah. Oh well, so yeah, this concludes our third episode, and thank you for listening. All right,
until next time. Yes. I'm Stacy
and I'm MJ, and we're out. This is MJ from Mooniecast, and Stacy and I would like to say that look forward for our blooper reel for episodes 1 through 5 coming soon.